Now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got David Boucher, the Panthers football coach, with us for a few minutes, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Panthers and Sabetha last week, Coach. Sabetha goes on the road. You guys were hosting. Blue Jays get the win, 16-0. I guess the initial thoughts and takeaways from that game last Friday night, let's start there.
It's so close. The margin in, to be successful in this league is so close. And it, you know, it comes down to we were 4-for-11 on third down and they were 7-for-16, which is not that high, much higher of a percentage. 36% to 44% conversion. But then they added 4 fourth down conversions and it really kind of felt like more than that. So, of their 15 first downs, 11 conversions on third and fourth down. So we made them earn it and they just earned it. They put the ball on the ground 3 times and recovered their own fumbles 3 times or maybe even 4 now that I'm remembering. But, you know, we gotta rally the ball. We gotta get on that. We gotta force the issue and take care of business. But a high quality Sabetha team, well coached team, and, you know, ball control and they did to us what we like to do to other teams. And, we gotta put the ball, when we get the ball in the end zone or in the red zone, we gotta put it in the end zone and get points. But we made a lot of progress from week 3 to week 4, I think.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you look at your last 3 games, we knew this league was going to be super competitive just like it was last year, and that is certainly the same. You know, Jeff West in week 2, Holton, and then Sabetha last week. I mean, you talk about a 3-game stretch where you have, you know, the three teams there combined right now for a 10-2 record. So you've seen certainly upper half competition in this league. Your team's right there. As we hit the halfway point, we're going into week 5. I guess how would you kind of either not necessarily grade or give kind of a rating, I guess, so to speak, but how would you assess the first half of the 2025 season overall?
It's not where we want to be. You know, we got to win these close games and these close score games. And, you know, it's really just on us. We got to execute better and be more consistent. That's really what this team is about. We just got to be more consistent. I think our defense is, you know, we do well for 3 downs. We got to get off the field on 4th down or off the field on 3rd down. And, you know, offensively, we got to stop shooting each other and, you know, stop shooting ourselves in the foot and play for each other and get things done. So I would, you know, if you have to put a grade on it, I'd give us a C minus, you know, maybe a D plus in certain areas. And, cause I think our potential is higher than what we're currently playing at. Even in a very tough league, I think there's a lot of opportunities that we're not taking advantage of.
Royal Valley football coach David Boucher joining us. They get Perry-Lecompton on Friday night, Big East, but non-district game. We'll talk about that after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes. Royal Valley football coach David Boucher joining us, presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Again, appreciate all the sponsors making the locker room chats possible each and every week on KNZA. Royal Valley back at home in week 5, a league game, but a non-district game. You welcome in Perry-Lecompton, a cause team coach that is 0-4, but certainly I doubt you're looking at it that way in terms of the preparation this week.
Like we've already said, it's a great league, and so with a lot of great teams, and so we have to, every game, if you don't bring your A game, you're going to get beat. That's just how good this league is. They played a lot of high quality teams and, you know, whether it was Silver Lake and they made it, you know, competitive very early. And then, you know, against Holton last week, you know, they forced a fumble on the opening kickoff and then they forced another fumble, on Holton's second drive of the game. And, you know, they're pesky and they fly to the football on defense. And Coach Paramore always does a great job getting their guys ready. You know, offensively, they have some dynamic playmakers and, on the outside and in their backfield, and their quarterback is, you know, we saw him last year. I think our game last year was his first start maybe. And he was a dynamic playmaker, and so we've got to contain him and not let him get out of the pocket, not let him run and in the pass game. We got to make him throw it. But yeah, this a high quality team that we got to play well.
Yeah, I mean, you take away Nemaha Central, I mean, you can argue that Perry-Lecompton's maybe played the 4 best teams in this league, or at least as it kind of stands right now. I know St. Mary's you know, they have two losses and lost to Silver Lake, but St. Mary's is really good. Sabetha undefeated, Silver Lake right there, and then Holton last week. And, you know, that Holton game, they were right there at the half. It was 16-10, but, you know, talking with Paramore in our chat, you know, he just said, you know, with that Holton offense, it's just a grind in second half. They can just grind you down, and fatigue certainly might have settled in for them, but the first two quarters are very solid. Do they do anything specifically that might concern you a little bit that you're really trying to hone in on in the preparation this week?
You know, they're just a high-quality football team. I think their schematics, they run solid things, whether it's on offense or defense, special teams. I mean, they're again, very well coached, and their kids always play hard over at Perry. And, you know, last year it took everything we had to beat them. We got the ball back, I think, with 8 minutes to go in the game, and we never gave it back to them. We finished with knees after getting four first downs. And so it's going to take all of that. And that was a great Perry team that went to the third round of the 3A playoffs.
Right.
It went to, was that the Elite Eight of the 3A playoffs. So, you know, where it's going to take that kind of effort. And again, like you said earlier, we're not going to sleep on anybody. And they played an extremely hard schedule, and they've been competitive in every game, you know, that they've been in. They give up, you know, some big plays here and there, or they do some things that get themselves in trouble. But other than that, I mean, we gotta take advantage of their mistakes, and we haven't been doing that so far this season. So.
Finally, Coach, what do you want to see out of your team on Friday night to get the second half of the season started?
We just got to keep growing. We've had a great week of practice, just like we had a great week of practice last week. And I didn't really feel like our week of practice for Jeff West was where it needed to be. I don't know exactly why, but it just wasn't. It wasn't where we needed to be. Maybe it's because of the injuries and things up front, you know, and that we weren't as sharp, and that came back to get us, you know, there in the last 50 seconds. But last week with Holton, we had a great week of practice, and this week I feel like we've had another great week of practice, maybe our best week so far. And so we just got to stay consistent. We got to keep growing. We got to finish blocks up front. We got to fit in the hole where the blockers are taking them. And on defense, we just got to consistently do our jobs. And it's really just consistency. I feel like a broken record, but that's what it's going to take to be successful.
There it is. Royal Valley football coach David Boucher. Panthers hosting Perry Lecompton on Friday night, week 5, a league game, but a non-district game for both teams. And then after Friday night, it'll be 3 consecutive district games for the Panthers to close out the regular season. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck Friday night. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Brandon.